True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Things are changing really fast in the battle, the war between Israel and Iran. Hospitals were hit on the Israeli side last evening. There's going to be an in-kind retaliation by the Israelis. They're going to change their strategy as to what it is that they're going to be bombing on the other side. If, you know, the Iranians are doing this, and they want to up it to increase civilian casualties, so be it. This is where this is going. This is pretty much where everybody suspected and suggested where this was going to go. And I think this is going to get uglier before it gets any better. And I think maybe the Ayatollah's been saying is that we're not going to drink from the poison chalice. We are not going to walk away from this fight. We are not going to surrender. And that's kind of where we are at the present time. Still, the United States mulling over on whether or not they will deploy and utilize the bunker busters using the B-2s or the B-52s in order to deliver same. And that's still up for consideration. The strategy, I think, has already been mapped out. The strategy has been approved. The final decision, everyone awaits to see what President Trump will do. The polling on these issues are all over the map. One day it's favorable. One day it's less than 50%. I think the public is getting a little bit not only confused with a lot of the information that's coming out, the angst and the anxiety that's out there, a lot of concerns as to what that ultimately means if the U.S. steps up. There are military folks that fall and break on both sides of this issue as well. I would not say that there's a major consensus on what it is that we ought to do. I do believe that there's consensus on the fact that everyone believes that Iran should not have nuclear weapon capability, plain and simple. There are others that would carry that, myself included, that they should not have ballistic missile capability, plain and simple. They should not be trusted, quite frankly. And if there is a diplomatic path to some solution here, it should be one of the most onerous agreements in the history of the world, because they're not to be trusted. Their form of government, this theocracy, is very fragile. There's a lot of unrest amongst the public. They don't go out and say much because they'll kill them. They'll turn their guns on them as soon as they turn their guns on, as fast as they'll turn their guns on Israelis and Jews. That's part of the issue with this theocracy. And it's part of the problem in sitting down at the table and trying to craft a deal with them. There should be no loopholes, and there definitely shouldn't be a plane with cash being delivered to Iran. We know what that led to. We can thank the Democrats for absolutely funding the proxies of the Iranian government. Gave them the jump start of a century to be able to continue to wreak havoc in the Middle East. And just any time that we were getting close to moving forward and normalizing relations amongst countries that typically had not communicated very well with one another, the ugly head of the proxies of Iran would show up, wreak havoc in order to make sure that they would be a disruptor, a disrupting force, to ensure that this would not happen. They do not want peace in the Middle East, plain and simple. A byproduct of this is going to be the NATO meeting, the annual forum that's held at The Hague, and they will be meeting on Tuesday. You will recall that Donald Trump had made a number of demands of NATO. One being that the NATO members would spend 5% of their GDP on military defense spending. A lot of folks are very anxious about this meeting. There are experts that are saying they do not want to say no to Donald Trump. They believe that the ask is not something that's extraordinary in light of everything that they're facing today, but it is extraordinary as to how they would reshape, reform, remodel the funding and financing of their government in order to shift 5% of GDP to military spending. And I think a lot of folks recognize that they may have the desire to do so. It may take some time to do so. It may create some pain. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte obviously understands exactly what the 32 members of the alliance are dealing with and dealing with their own politics and how this is ultimately going to weigh out. And he's tried to come up with a compromise calculation of getting to 5%, but having a number of different things count. So, for example, there would be a new benchmark, which would include a 3.5% of GDP on core defense spending, meaning weapons, capabilities, troops, and whatever else NATO decides to throw into that bucket, right? And then the rest would be what NATO would call defense and security related investment, to talk about infrastructure and resilience and maybe aid to Ukraine being thrown in that bucket as well. And the sum total of all of this spend would be to reach the target of 5% of GDP.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Obviously, because of where we are in the Russia-Ukrainian war, where we find ourselves now in the Israel-Iran war, the nuclear threat by Putin, the nuclear threat by the Ayatollah, is a stream or a detail, I should say, that has created a lot of angst and anxiety as to what the moves ought to be. Putin has made some statements to Iran. He hadn't provided any assistance. China has made statements to Iran. There's been three cargo planes that have secretly landed in Iran. They were actually, their manifest said that they were going to Luxembourg. On the way there, they disappeared off a radar, and it seems as though they landed somewhere in Iran. What was on those cargo planes, nobody seems to know. But this is a good example of this thing ramping up, people choosing sides and trying to create a landscape to try and save the Ayatollah's regime at this point in time. Without the Ayatollah, obviously, both the Russians and the Chinese and the North Koreans would be uptight as to what path that will take, how much influence either Israel, the United States, or others, maybe other Arab leaders, would have. Many of the Arab leaders who do not like the Russians and obviously would not favor them having a whole lot to say about that. That creates anxiety for Putin. And you have some of the same scenarios that play out as it relates to Xi Jinping in China as well. And so it's going to be interesting. And this meeting, I think, although it's going to be a shortened one, they don't want to create a lot of drama, is what they're saying. They got to get down to the brass tack. They got to resolve some of these issues. You know, of course, there's always been this issue about whether or not Ukraine's going to have an opportunity to come in. That is yet to be resolved. I suspect that temporarily that won't be the case. It won't be allowed. And so it will be interesting to see where the next steps are going to be, because some of these countries have already articulated or developed a strategy about the 5% of GDP and are going to fall short because they just don't have the capacity to do it. And, you know, the realization and of that fact is problematic, obviously, because the United States has taken a new tack, a new strategy of saying we will not be the bank for NATO. And I don't blame the president, quite frankly. I mean, at some point in time, everyone has to put their money where their mouth is. And we cannot be all things to all people. I say that on so many different fronts. Immigration, we'll talk a little bit about that with food supply, with John Sillars, as to the USDA program. I know that program very well. We used to provide cold storage warehousing for that program for the USDA and delivering that food to cafeterias and this and food banks and everything else in the very facility that Second Harvest finds themselves in today was owned and operated by my wife's family. We know that business backwards and forwards. We know the fact that there is not a healthy stream of goods and products that have come through those programs over the years. They have been very dynamic. They've not been consistent. And so to see that eggs, for example, are something that they cut back on USDA doesn't surprise me. There's a shortage. You're dealing with excess supply. You're paying farmers not to farm. You're buying their crops because there's no place for them to sell them on the market. When those conditions change, there's less to give out and distribute through these channels that USDA has been doing since the New Deal. But there's never been a lot of consistency with it. There have been some administrations more willing to put up dollars. But these are the considerations that you're having at the macro level of all of these countries that will be visiting in The Hague for the NATO meeting. And I'm looking forward to see what they actually come out of, what the statement is going to be, if there will be a policy position, and how much of this discussion is going to be focused on Iran and Israel and the Middle East. And we'll report out what we learn, obviously, when that happens. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.